This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 28th. God's word to you today is here and near. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 145, verses 18 to 19 from the King James Version, and it says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them." In this season, God is challenging us in the area of prayer to keep on calling and not to give up. God is challenging us to keep pressing in, to keep trusting and keep praying. One character in the Bible that embodies this lesson of audacious calling on Jesus and not giving up, even when everyone around was yelling at him to keep quiet, was Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Please read Mark 10, verses 46 to 52. You have to love this character, Bartimaeus. Scripture says the louder they yelled at him to be quiet, and the more they tried to shut him up, the more Bartimaeus increased his volume. You must increase your volume. When the voice of doubt tells you to keep quiet, even when the pain you feel in your body tells you to be quiet, you must increase your volume. Mark 10 verse 47 says, "When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.'" Proximity is key. You do not just start shouting or praying until you know Jesus is near. You do not just start calling until you know Jesus is near. Proximity is everything when it comes to calling out to Jesus. This is why when it is time to pray, we do not just jump into praying. The Bible says you should approach God, come into his presence with thanksgiving. When we worship and praise, Jesus comes near to us. When we inhabit the praises of his people, when he comes near to us, then we can call on him. Bartimaeus sensed or heard Jesus was nearby and called. Mark 10 verse 49 says, "When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, 'Tell him to come here.'" When you hear that God is near, you need to call until he hears you and he will stop. This is so important, because Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in his name, he shows up. But we go through seasons of fellowship. We show up at our life group meetings where God is near, and lots of people do not call. Then people leave the same way they came. God wants us to call until he hears. When Jesus heard him, he stopped. This is Jesus, busy, purposeful, always on a mission, but he stopped. We have to learn to stop, learn to pause. Sometimes God is leading us in another direction because of the people he has brought into our lives. God is expecting us to stop, but because we are so focused on where we are going, we do not stop. Learn from Jesus. Stop. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Hallelujah, Lord, I honor you. Hallelujah, Lord, I give you praise. Forevermore, you will be my God. When your spirit, Lord, fills me, Lord, I know your power is here and real. Oh Lord, your power is here and real.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.